Okay, if you ask, I've got three assistants in the game. I'd like to ask Coach King to open with a, make an opening statement, and then we'll open it up for questions. Coach.
Thank you. Tough game. You know, we had a good run traveling. Road Warriors throughout the NCAA tournament did what we needed to do to get here, and unfortunately we got here and we were a little bit flat. Didn't come out very well in the first half, and you know, allowed them to really gain confidence on the field with the ball, and you know, just made it a tough road to battle back, and you know, the team never gave up, but wasn't our day today.
Questions, please.
We tried to make a lot of changes throughout to try and adjust. Obviously, we're struggling on the draw controls, possessions. First half, it was 8-2 in draw controls. So went with a different player on the draw. Tried to adjust, you know, going four in the defensive end because the ball was going in that direction. And then, you know, just really need to get the ball and get some opportunities, get some shots on goal. And, you know, we got a few that just weren't the quality ones we needed.
Was there anything about Maryland that surprised the team or maybe was unexpected?
No, I don't think so. I think we knew they were a very good team. They were super athletic, and we were going to have to play a great game. And we were going to have to step up and make plays, make shots. And unfortunately, it didn't happen for us today. But we knew that's what we had to do if we were going to have success against them, because they're an exceptional team and a very good team. And they've proven that, you know, the last 2 years with, you know, their success on the field.
Do we have any questions for the student athletes? Back here.
You know, I think they play pretty aggressive defense. They kind of sit in the eight. They wait for you to attack them, and they push you right out. They're quick to double. They're quick to the slide. You know, all the credit in the world to their offense and their defense. I think they played a phenomenal game today.
Same, you know, they get right in there on the eight. And Kennard, he had a little trouble executing our plays today. He missed our shot, so on.
Kevin?
Like Coach said, you know, a big thing was just trying to get the draw control. And I think we struggled a little bit in the second half. And, you know, when they got the ball and they had it down in our DM, you know, we really had to pressure out. We had to try to cause turnovers because we needed the ball back as time was ticking down. And I think that gave them a little more distance. The slide was a little longer. They attacked the cage and they scored. But, you know, we needed to do that. We needed to press out to get the ball back in hopes to kind of continue our run.
Gary, with the announcement this week at Maryland that Dave Codlett stepped down, your name immediately comes up as a possibility for the Maryland job. Your thoughts about that?
I thought Dave Codlett was a very good coach, and I was surprised by that.
Any more questions? The back.
Yeah, you know, I looked at this year, and we had the most difficult year I've ever had as a coach with injuries. And, you know, we lost three starting defenders to ACLs, and they just seemed to go one after another, you know, right down to the last one was right before playoffs. Sarah Sedgwick went down, Rebecca Greenslade, and Lindsey Rogers. So three key players to our team. And, you know, I think that helped our team rally throughout the playoff run and through the end of the year, because we always, you know, wanted to go out there and play for those players that, you know, had given so much to the program but, you know, couldn't play. They were all seniors. And, you know, it made it tough, but our players stepped up and we went on the road and we played a tough schedule. I'm always looking to increase the level of competition, and throughout this year we played and, you know, we lost a lot of one-goal games, and you know, I think we learned a lot from that going into the tournament and allowed us to go and face Georgetown and play well. And we learned a lot from playing them before. And then going up to JMU and just, you know, being patient and executing, you know, doing a great job of executing our game plan. So, you know, all those things kind of, you know, molded our season, from injuries to players just not wanting to give up and playing tight games and increasing our schedule. And it was a good year for Syracuse lacrosse, and we'll look to build on this and improve as we move forward, and again try and increase the level of talent that we play against.
Got it.
You know, we had a game plan to go out there and really shut down the crease players. You know, girl riding, Sarah Mollison hard, so she couldn't get the ball, and when she did, we fouled in the front crease. So we really tried to eliminate the opportunities they had to get back in front of the crease.
In the back.
For T and Liz, how does this end your season motivate you going into the offseason with all the other players coming back?
You know, we definitely don't want to forget this feeling, because it's not a fun one. You know, we're just going to have to work hard in the offseason and come back even stronger next year.
For me personally, it's definitely not the way I wanted to leave that field. And as a team, it's not the way I wanted the game to end. So I think we're going to feel, or continue to feel, this feeling, you know, throughout the summer, and really use it to help drive us for next year.
Right back here.
Any other players? What positives do you take from this run in the NCAA tournament? Obviously, you're the only team that had to play all of these games.
Yeah, you know, this team went through a lot of adversity this season. It's just been such an incredible ride. You know, I love this team so much. And, you know, what this team can do next year and the girls that are coming back, it's just incredible. And I'm sad that I can't be a part of it. Oh, my God. But, you know, this was just such an incredible ride. You know, so many people didn't think we can do this. And we came in unseated, and we proved a lot of people wrong, and we proved ourselves right.
One last question, in the back.
It's got to come off. It's driving me crazy. I would have liked to have two more days, but oh well.
Thank you, Syracuse. Thanks. And a great season.
Thank you all.